I'm joined here with Finhearts manager Darren Murphy following tonight's 2-0 defeat to Cove Ramblers in St. Colman's Park. Darren, your thoughts on tonight's game?
I thought there was very little in the game. A mistake in the first half from ourselves allows Cove to get a 1-0 lead. I don't know how we don't score in the second half, if truth be told. And then we're pushing and pushing and pushing, and we leave ourselves open at the back. And, you know, on another day, you know, we maybe get that goal and get right back into the game. But look, credit to Cove. Defended extremely well, and then they got their goal right in injury time. Like, you know, at that stage we are, you're just throwing everything forward and you're trying to get a point out of the game. But no luck, hugely disappointed with the goal we conceded the game, and there's probably no excuse for it. You know, it travels a long, long distance direct from a free kick. We should win the first header, we don't, and it's an easy finish in the end.
And a long trip down here. How did you feel your preparation was coming into the game? You had a few changes. I know there's a lot of games recently with the bank holiday and things like that. So how are you coming into it?
Yeah, long trip down indeed. We left Finn Park this morning at 9:30. So, and I'm sure it'll be close to 5 or 6 o'clock before we're back home in the morning, back up the road. So it's a long day. But look, yep, everything was there for the boys. We got their soup and sandwiches. We got their wee break. We got their pre-match. As I say, I thought we started a wee bit slow, but we came well into the game. You know, just unfortunately for us, we just couldn't get anything out of it.
And you had a few good individual performances, I thought, personally. Like Luke O'Brien at the back, is a solid player you have in your hands there, and a couple others. So look, there is positives coming through.
Yeah, look, they're still positives. Look, you're still in the mix. And you know, 20 games in, you wanted to be in the mix. You know, we're only 16 to go, so we are there. But now sets us up for Thursday, which is a hugely difficult game at home. And it's a quick turnaround for the players. They'll have to recover Saturday, Sunday, train Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, game Thursday, and then that's the end of the break, and then we'll see where it takes us after that.